Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is a question, actually. Did Vladimir Putin wait until Joe Biden became president to invade Ukraine? Now, go back to the first days after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A lot of Republicans, a lot of Trump supporters said Putin would never have done this if Donald Trump were still president. Just wouldn't have done it. Trump himself said that. Some supporters and just some observers said Trump was so difficult to predict, so impulsive, so sometimes impetuous, that Putin would not have risked a massive U.S. response under Trump. He just didn't know what was going to happen. Rich Lowry, who's the editor of National Review, tweeted, "The sheer unpredictability of Trump, his anger at being defied or disrespected, his willingness to take the occasional big risk, all had to make Putin frightened or wary of him in a way that he simply isn't of Joe Biden." And Lowry actually mentioned the Soleimani strike, the strike at the Iranian militia leader that really shocked a lot of people that Trump did. He will take a big risk at times and do things that are very, very unexpected. And other leaders don't like that, and it puts them on their guard. So that's what either supporters of Trump or Republicans or people of that point of view were saying. Now, you also remember that the anti-Trump crowd just scoffed at this. They said, well, look, Donald Trump is Putin's stooge. Putin doesn't need to invade Ukraine because Trump would give him everything he wanted without all the messiness of a big war. So I'm going to read to you a tweet from Rick Wilson, who founded the resistance fundraising group, the Lincoln Project. "Trump never once showed any anger, risk-taking, or unpredictability with Putin. He showed deference, adoration, admiration, obedience, and sought to wreck NATO, Putin's highest goals. Putin didn't need to buy the cow. The milk was free." Okay, so that's what the highly respected Lincoln Project says about this. Now, though, the side that was skeptical that Putin would have acted if Trump had been president has gotten some support from a pretty unlikely source. You may remember Fiona Hill. She's a Russia expert. She was a former senior National Security Council aide in the Trump White House, and she was a star witness against Trump in his first impeachment. Okay. She appeared recently on a program sponsored by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, and when she was discussing the Ukraine war, she suggested that Putin waited to invade Ukraine until Joe Biden became president because Putin preferred Biden's, quote, predictability to Trump's volatility. Now, Hill was very, very critical of Trump. I mean, she said he knew absolutely nothing about matters concerning Ukraine or international relations, just knew nothing. Okay. So she said that when Trump met with Putin, Putin found himself in the position of having to explain things to Trump. Okay. So if Putin were to launch an invasion, and this is Fiona Hill talking, quote, "he thought that somebody like Biden, who's a transatlanticist, who knows all about NATO, who actually knows where Ukraine is and actually knows something about the history and is very steeped in international affairs, would be the right person to engage with, as opposed to somebody you've got to explain everything to all the time." So now in this view, Putin saw Biden as somebody he could deal with, as Russia seized territory from Ukraine, much more so than the erratic Donald Trump. I mean, who knew what Trump might do? Quote, "Putin wants to have predictability in the person that he's engaging with." That's what Fiona Hill said. Putin wants to have predictability in the person that he's engaging with. Now, Hill certainly made it sound as if Putin made the specific calculation that this brutal invasion of Ukraine would be more likely to succeed with Joe Biden in the White House than with Donald Trump. So I'm going to give you a little more of her entire thought that she was expressing when she said this. This is an event scheduled by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. So here she is. 2024. She's talking about 2024 in the future. 2024 is going to be a banner year for elections. It's our election. It's also the Russian election. And technically, the Russian election comes before ours. And Ukraine also will have to have an election for Zelensky. So Putin has actually got quite a lot there that he has to be concerned about. One of the reasons that he, this is Putin, one of the reasons that he thought he could act now was to get ahead of all this. I think he wanted to get ahead of our midterms. He wanted to act when he had Biden's and everybody else's attention. Okay, he wanted to have everybody else's attention. And then Fiona Hill went on to explain why specifically Putin acted now. So let's take a listen right now to what Fiona Hill said.
Because I think he wanted us to sue for peace. And he thought that somebody like Biden, who's a transatlanticist, who knows all about NATO, actually knows where Ukraine is, you know, and actually knows something about the history and is very steeped in, you know, kind of international affairs, would be the right person to engage with as opposed to somebody you've got to explain everything to all the time, honestly. I think that that's kind of where he was going. You could see that he got frustrated many times with President Trump because he had to kind of keep explaining things, and Putin doesn't like to do that, even though he loves to be able to spin his own version of events. He wants to have predictability in the person that, you know, he's engaging with there. And he still may be out there, you know, waiting for us to sue for peace, negotiate away Ukraine.
Okay, that's Fiona Hill talking about why Vladimir Putin would prefer, if he's going to invade Ukraine, that Joe Biden be president of the United States rather than Donald Trump. He, Putin, wants to have predictability in the person that he's engaging with. And he still may be out there waiting for us to sue for peace, negotiate away Ukraine. And this is what he is hoping Joe Biden will do in a way that he did not believe Donald Trump would do. Now, of course, Fiona Hill is not the final authority on such matters, but her account really does lend credibility to those who argued that Putin would not have invaded Ukraine were Trump still in the White House. And actually, it undercuts the arguments of all those who scoffed at that. So, an interesting development coming from an interesting place, from an interesting person, Fiona Hill, the former senior Trump National Security Council official and star witness against President Trump in his first impeachment. Now, meanwhile, also in Ukraine, a lot of Americans are going to see ominous undertones in some new reports we've been hearing in the last few hours. And I'm going to talk about those next.
Hey guys, we know it's hard to keep up with all the news these days, but don't worry because we're here to talk and laugh about it all. There's a baby formula shortage, but yet the administration is sending loads of it to the border. Psaki has left the White House, and BLM is being exposed for spending millions on things that have nothing to do with their movement. Hey, it's the Chicks here from the Chicks on the Right podcast. Download and subscribe to our daily podcast to hear us pick apart and pick on the news of the day. Politics to pop culture, nobody's safe, but it's all fun. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about some ominous reports that we've been hearing about Ukraine, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, if you've been enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning something from the podcast, it'd be really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. Really easy to do. Do it at iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. We would really, really appreciate it. So, these ominous reports. On Monday, the Wall Street Journal ran a story headlined, quote, Pentagon weighs deploying special forces to guard Kyiv embassy. So the paper reported that U.S. officials are considering sending elite troops, special forces, quote, for the defense and security of the American embassy in Kyiv, which lies within range of Russian missiles. Okay, so the paper added that the presence of U.S. special forces, quote, would mark an escalation from President Biden's initial pledge that no American troops will be sent into the country. Okay, that would indeed be an escalation. So some of you may note that Marine detachments, U.S. Marines, normally provide security at U.S. embassies. So sending special forces would be absolutely unusual. The paper, The Wall Street Journal, reported that maybe these would be in the dozens of special forces troops. They would be troops, quote, who could augment security at the embassy or could stand by to deploy if needed. That's according to The Wall Street Journal. So following up on that report, CNN wrote, quote, U.S. Marines typically guard U.S. embassies around the world, but in Kiev, for now, there is a general agreement that the typical Marine Corps embassy guard personnel may not be suited to the uncertain security posture in Ukraine without additional forces. Uncertain security posture. That's certainly true. There's a war going on. Now, there seems little doubt that what that means is that the Pentagon is considering sending a fighting force into the Ukrainian capital, where U.S. soldiers will be in harm's way, certainly within range of Russian missiles, and in a country where there's a war going on. Now, there is a shorter way to say this, and that is the Biden administration is considering sending U.S. troops to Ukraine. Now, that is, of course, something that President Biden has repeatedly vowed he would not do. You know, he even pledged not to send the highest levels of U.S. assistance to Ukraine, lest it draw the U.S. into the war. So let me read you something that Biden said in early March. The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, Biden likes to say y'all, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III. Okay, he said that in early March when he refused to facilitate the transfer of fighter jets to Ukraine. Now, he stood up to a lot of people, including a lot of Republicans, who said, send those jets now. And Biden said, no, that would be an escalation that could possibly lead to World War III. Okay, so Biden was firm against that. That was even facilitating the jets, much less sending American troops. And so more recently, you may remember it was on May 3rd, Biden went to Alabama. He went to a Lockheed Martin facility, and that's the facility that makes the Javelin anti-tank missiles that the U.S. is sending to Ukraine by the thousands. So Biden told the workers there, quote, you're making it possible for the Ukrainian people to defend themselves without us having to risk getting in a third world war by sending in American soldiers fighting Russian soldiers. So Joe Biden has been very clear before and during Russia's war, invasion of Ukraine. No U.S. troops. And now there's a plan to send American soldiers into Ukraine, ostensibly just to protect the U.S. embassy, but also creating the risk that a Russian military action, intentional or not, might hit Americans, which would, of course, draw the United States further into the war. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports that the Special Forces plan has not yet been presented to the president. But it will be. And when it is, the United States will have a deeply consequential decision to make. Does Joe Biden keep his pledge not to send U.S. troops to Ukraine, or does he break it? Do U.S. troops go to Ukraine or not? Be a very big decision to make. So, there was a lot to discuss today about Ukraine. Fiona Hill's story being really interesting. I don't think it's gotten enough coverage. Glad we could talk about it. And also, these reports about sending troops are very, very concerning. So glad you were here to listen. Always appreciate it. Hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.